Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. If you're checking out our farmers' markets these days, you may be more than a little impressed with the abundance on display. One of the champion vegetables of autumn are the wonderful squashes that come out. And if you think that only means butternut, think again. Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there's quite an amazing assortment out there.
It's incredible. It really is. And I've honestly become fascinated with weeding out the non-useful squash, because they're just too many of them out there, and some of them are really not that good, even though they're becoming popular.
Let's settle one thing.
Yes.
Ornamental gourds.
Ornamental gourds are, no. That's ridiculous.
No.
That's completely, but it's hard to tell the difference, because Some of these really good squash might sort of blend into that category. But, you know, I know everybody knows acorn and butternut, and they're fine. They're fun to work with. They're certainly tasty, but I've really been finding some really cool alternatives to those that actually make it easier in the kitchen, because those are tough to work with. I mean, if you've not tried this squash called delicata, you gotta look for it. What's one of the worst things trying to work with some of these squashes is peeling the skin,
right? The skin is rock hard sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you need like a chisel to get right through some of these guys. The delicata squash, the skin is so thin that you eat it.
No kidding.
Okay, so, and it's a long tubular squash. So, and just slicing it, gently slicing it and using a spoon to basically create delicata squash donut-like looking things makes it super easy to cook. And the flavor's really delicious, like intense delicious. And so things like just roasting them in the oven with butter and some cinnamon and serving them with like lentils or something like that makes a great dish, and it's very flavorful.
So you have like a little hole in the middle? And
of course.
You
pile some lentils in. It's really nice.
Wow, nice idea.
Yeah. This other one that I've become really fascinated with is called honey nut squash. Like we all know butternut.
Sure.
They're huge. You need a hacksaw to get through them.
Sometimes.
Yes, you have to peel them with a chisel. These honey nut squash are about individual size. They look exactly like the butternut, but they're way smaller.
Uh-huh.
A little darker skin.
Right.
And softer to cut through. So cutting them in half and scooping the seeds out, it's really easy to do. And again, their flavor is more intense, I think, than the butternut squash.
Wow.
And I use them exactly the same way, soups and things. But I like to sort of pan sear them on the flesh side until they're really caramelized, then pop them in the oven. And then I was making this walnut pesto. It's basically chopped up walnuts and a variety of herbs, some olive oil, a little garlic, and just warming it up and serving it in the hole as an appetizer, because they're small enough, you just half per person is perfect.
Nice, nice.
I know we all like the Hubbard, and I do too. It's a good squash, but it requires power tools to get it open, and it's colossal, right?
It
How
is
do you
big.
Use the whole Hubbard squash? Sure, soup. But I'll tell you what, this technique in Italy called agrodolce, sweet and sour, really lends itself to Hubbard. And doing it with brown sugar, vinegar, garlic, and sage, it's pretty amazing.
Now, one thing I did learn is that the Hubbard has become, because of its size, a substitute for turkey. At Thanksgiving, for people who
carve
are vegans.
A whole Hubbard,
yeah,
it's not on my table, but whatever, yeah,
yeah, no, but it's big enough. That's
it's
one
certainly
way to
big
handle
enough to get through
it,
the whole
it
thing.
Certainly
a party
is.
Of 20, one
yeah,
Hubbard.
I think it looks like an escapee from the Star Wars.
It is. Know, it does look like an alien,
but it's really fun. Hey, go on out there and talk to some of our Maryland farmers. Billy Calk, who's our favorite,
he's our
guy.
Favorite gourd guy.
Yeah, he's at the farmers markets, and gosh, it's so fun to see his stand. It's really,
I agree.
It's really fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.